Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of
you're welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. And yet we are here with our hearts of gratitude once again. If you're excited to be alive this morning like I am, I want you to take a second of your time to appreciate the one who has made this day possible. Unto Him we are giving all our thanks, all our worship, all adoration. Just tell Him how grateful you are this morning, how thankful you are to be counted among the living. You can listen to my voice this morning. You can feel every part of your body. It's something to be grateful for. Unto you, immortal, invisible God, we want to say thank you. We appreciate you for everything you keep doing for us. We thank you for yesterday. We thank you for today. And we thank you for tomorrow. We thank you for each and every moment of our lives. Father, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. Where we get to dive into the deep mysteries of the Word of God and get insights to the revelations that God has for us in His Word. And each and every single day, we have different topics that we explore, and we get to hear God speak to us. So if you are here and you are here with lots of questions, you are here with your heart burdened, I want to assure you that right here on this show, the Lord has something special to tell you this morning. He wants you to lay it all down at His feet. Are you ready to lay it down? If you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody. To tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know that it is time for a devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adebuye, a General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is Sunday, the 10th day in the month of November, 2024. It's the 10th day in the month of November, 2024. We are approaching the end of the year. And indeed, God has been faithful. God has really been faithful. We'll be looking at a topic for today that says, hold fast to your vision. This is a continuation from yesterday. Hold fast to your vision. If you did not listen to yesterday, you can always go to our website to catch up on all our previous topics. Hold fast to your vision, part 2. Hold fast to your vision, part 2. Today's Open Heaven's aim is aim 10. In Christ alone, aim 10, in Christ alone. And our Bible in 1 year is taken from Acts chapter 1 to chapter 3. If you're confused about this Bible in 1 year, we've planned to read the entire Bible for the year. So we take it chapters by chapter. So the chapter for today is Acts from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Our memory verse today is taken from Colossians chapter 3 verse 2. Colossians chapter 3 verse 2 that says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Matthew chapter 6, from verse 19 to 22. Matthew chapter 6, from verse 19 to 22. From verse 19 it says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Our mantra today reads, "Today I will continue the teaching I started yesterday on vision." Beloved, I want you to know that your future depends on what you see today. If you see a glorious future, you can have it, like you see in Genesis chapter 13, verse 15. When we acquired the redemption camp in Texas, USA, God told me, "As far as you can see, it is yours." I walked as far as I could that day, and today, everything I saw became ours. I wish I had walked farther. God has put so much power in your vision that it attracts whatever it is focused on. Therefore, you must be very conscious about what you set your eyes on. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, it says, "Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." Your eyes must be set on things above and not on things worldly. Even when flashy things around you, your vision must remain glued to things above. My wife and I visited a wealthy man, and he showed us a house he was building. That was the first time that I saw a tap made of gold in a bathroom. Right there, my wife heard God say, "Daughter, heaven is far more beautiful." In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8, Apostle Paul was joyful about the crown of righteousness that was laid up for him. While others saw death, he saw a coronation. This is why he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 22 to 33 that he endured beatings, hunger, and all manner of sufferings. It was because of the things he had seen. Beloved, don't put your focus on earthly possessions and titles. If all you see are perishable things, all you get will be perishable. This is why the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6 from verse 19 to 20 that we should lay our treasures in heaven where they cannot be destroyed. On the other hand, if you see beyond perishable things, you will get both the perishable things and the things that are imperishable. This is what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 from Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, which says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The only limit to what you can lay hold on in the future is what you can see today. The things you can see will drive you to take all necessary steps to attain them. Beloved, there is nothing better than setting your eyes on God, because when you have him, you have everything. What are your eyes focused on? That's what our reflection for today is asking us. What are your eyes focused on? Has today's Open Heaven been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today? You might just want to fire up the zeal in someone for the things of God. Here is an opportunity to do so. And how do you get to do so? By visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with that person today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station. 7 a.m. GMT on Praise Palace Radio, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And on our mobile app, available on Play Store and Apple Store. You do not just get to listen to only the Open Heaven Hour. We also have amazing shows lined up throughout the day for you, each and every day, every week, throughout the month, and throughout the year. Thanks for joining us so far. But do not touch that dial, because we have an important announcement immediately after the show. Don't forget to go to church also. Thank you for staying tuned. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Bye-bye.